אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We've got an analysis page all about that inside our edition this week as well. But on the front page says that the Israelis, of course, went to the polls for the third time in a year, and this time with about over 93% of votes that have been counted. The Likud, Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, had an increase from the last election. He won so far 35 seats, and his right-wing bloc appears to have gained 58 seats, which is still three shy of a majority, but that's a lot smaller margin towards a majority than the last two elections. So he looks like most likely to be able to form a government, but it still could take a few weeks of negotiations, who knows. Benny Gantz's Blue and White party appears to have lost voter support after outpolling Likud in the previous election. They've only managed 32 seats, leaving them with no obvious path towards government. The Australian reaction has been interesting too, with the Executive Council of Australian Jewry hoping that a new Israeli cabinet will, quote, work constructively to achieve the extradition of alleged child abuser Malka Leifer, and that those alleged to have interfered to prevent her extradition play no further part in the process. So seven of the seats that have been won by United Torah Judaism, led by Yaakov Litzman. Litzman is, of course, been recommended by the police, Israeli police, to be indicted for allegedly interfering in the Leifer case.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, President Reuven Rivlin brought with him to Australia during his recent visit 17 leading business people from Israel. Any outcome?
Yeah, well, the first reaction by the Israel Trade Commissioner to Australia, Shai Zarevich, was that every office that the delegation approached in the week they were here express interest, strong interest. So that's a good sign. And it might have something to do with the makeup of this delegation. It was hand-picked to focus on the sectors of cybersecurity, water-saving technologies, precision farming, and digital healthcare. And all of those things, Mr. Zarevich said, couldn't be more immediately relevant to the Australian market. For example, there is firm called Razor Labs, which provides artificial intelligence solutions for the mining industry. There's Watergen, which turns moisture in air into drinking water in any location. We talked to, in Sydney, ePaper CEO Bel Lahawani, who's an Arab Israeli, and his company makes security solutions for the printing industry. He said just a few years ago, being included as part of a Israeli business delegation would have been impossible as an Arab Israeli, but he says things have changed and the Israeli government is putting lots of money now into the Arab-Israeli business sector to promote growth. And he said, I'm proud to say that 50% of our employees are Arabs. And two other companies of interest I should quickly mention, Supplant, which uses algorithms and data analysis of soil and individual plants to calculate and advise farmers how much water to provide and how often to provide it to get the most out of their crops. And another company called Harbo Technologies provides the world's fastest and most effective oil spill first response system. And their CEO, co-founder Boaz Ur, said, with so many vast areas of environmentally sensitive coastline in Australia, including, of course, the world-famous Great Barrier Reef, this could be the perfect fit to solve environmental, ocean and marine problems in Australia.
Well, that's fantastic cooperation between the two countries. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik from the AJN. Shane, it seems that Nazi material was removed from eBay and Amazon in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. These items have included Hitler Youth Handbook on offer on eBay and Nazi children's books that appeared on Amazon Australia. The decisions by the e-commerce giants come after they were contacted by the Anti-Defamation Commission, which pointed out the danger of spreading anti-Semitic hate material. And welcoming this move by Amazon and eBay, the organization's chair, Devir Abramovich, regretted its necessity to in order to achieve this. He said, "This is not the first time we have seen online companies drop the ball on hate speech that can lead to real violence. And the fact that this keeps happening is unacceptable," he said.
It is unacceptable and worrying. Shane, interesting guest for the URA, Yola Reitman, an ex-Mossad agent, coming to speak in Sydney.
Yeah, this will be quite an event. She actually originally was an El Al flight attendant, and then she was suddenly recruited by Mossad as an undercover agent to take part in the famous Operation Brothers, which was the daring rescue of Ethiopian Jews via Sudan. And in fact, it was made into a movie recently called The Red Sea Diving Resort. She said it was like anyone else, it would going on adventures and becoming a spy would have been an amazing dream for anyone. And she said actually doing it was like being on stage and taking a part. But instead of doing it for 2 or 3 hours a day, it was week after week. And, of course, there was huge dangers at times and a huge risk of being discovered or caught even. So they had to be very cautious. She told us it was only many years later that it all sort of, the reality of it all came and sunk into her. And she said she does feel now that she did something very important in her life and in history. And for her, that's still very, very significant.
Shane, a new cemetery for the Jewish community in Sydney, New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. A smoking, water and cleansing ritual was done by Indigenous elders to celebrate this opening of a new multi-faith cemetery at MacArthur Memorial Park in Varaville, which is in Sydney's southwest. The cemetery will include 28,000 Jewish graves in the long term, which will meet the Jewish community's burial needs until the end of the century. Of course, until this, things were looking very serious. There was going to be a shortage of graves very, very soon. I think, by memory, within 5 years, if nothing was done. So this is very, very welcome news.
Shane, Purim tomorrow. And I think there are lots of celebrations all over Sydney and Melbourne and the rest of Australia, despite the coronavirus.
Yes, life must go on. There's even pre-Purim celebrations going on right now. Yeah, at all the shuls and kindergartens and schools. Yeah, it's wonderful to see. And why not, you know? Everything, life can't stop.
Shane Dziadnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Chag Purim Sameach. And thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.